Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. We're live at the Missouri Athletic Club for the location tonight. You got the College Basketball Writers Association Awards. It's a great, fun event, and Barry Hinson joins us right now live. And Barry's been with us. I know we chatted with you last year, Barry. We may have even chatted with you the year before. But Barry Hinson, former coach, you know his name well, Southern Illinois, Missouri State, and now he's with Oklahoma State. And Barry, first of all, welcome. We appreciate you joining us. Your title now, NIL administrator. So what does that mean for you at Oklahoma State?
Well, first of all, I get here and you guys are talking about that mentality.
Yeah, we'll hook you up.
I've been married 42 years. I thought it was that. I'm going to go see those guys. I don't know what they're doing, but – hell, I tell you what, I'm all in on the mentality.
Yeah, Barry, listen, two locations. Tell them Jamie and Anthony sent you. They'll hook you up.
Why don't we just go to both of them?
We'll just double down.
Doggone right, let's double down.
You'll be working out here at the MAC, then joining us for an interview.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a lot of letters after my name now. It used to be just head coach, and now I'm associate athletic director, and they put me in charge of NIL, and you know, right now, my favorite line is NIL is not a four-letter word.
Yeah.
And when the truest form of NIL, guys, is not the pay for play. The truest form is, we just witnessed it in women's basketball, is a young lady like we're honoring tonight, Caitlin Clark, Dawn Staley, and what they've meant to the sport of women's basketball. But all of Dawn's players or Caitlin Clark can now do a State Farm commercial. They can make money on it, and the NCAA can't do anything about it because they're using their name, image, and likeness. I want to put this in perspective. In 1995, EA Sports came out with a game, and they put Ed O'Bannon's picture on it, and they made millions. And the NCAA made millions. And Ed O'Bannon and his family made zero. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's your son or your daughter, I think you got a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And so when it was presented to me like that, it was almost like I'm a father of two daughters, and it was presented like that, that you have an opportunity to help not only men, but also women's sports. And I'll be honest with you guys, when you see what Angel Reese has done at LSU, when you see what Caitlin's done, when you see what Livy Dunn has done at LSU, every man that's even listened to your mentality knows who Livy Dunn. They know who Livy Dunn is.
Yep.
And, you know, and confirmed. She just signed a contract with Nautica. Nautica was done. It was over. Mm-hmm. No one wore Nautica anymore. It's like wearing Tommy Hilfiger now. Tommy Hilfiger's not a sponsor, are they?
No.
No.
Okay,
no. Okay. Barry, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, they were. But you know what? Nautica's going to be really important for these young ladies. And I don't know how you pronounce it. I just call them yoga pants. But Vori, whatever she did for that company, she's going to now do for Nautica. And I'm just telling you, the impact that these young ladies have had on NIL and the impact that NIL has had on them has been absolutely tremendous. There's not a father out there that would say, my daughter doesn't deserve what those men have been getting.
No, I agree. Like, I've got two daughters, and my youngest daughter's a soccer player who has aspirations one day to play college soccer. So I'm fully on board. Now, I guess – where my next question goes, obviously you're 100% backing the NIL program and that money being distributed. What do you think about some of the top-tier coaches, like the Nick Sabans and some other people that have come out, not bashing NIL, but kind of sort of alluding to the fact that it's damaging college athletics?
Well, I can't speak for those guys because I am one of those guys. I'm an old-school guy, and I went through all of that. The only problem is, guys, is that this isn't going backwards.
Yeah.
So you better adapt. The train has left the station. And, you know, the train's not coming back, I promise you. So we either adapt. We're headed to collective bargaining. You know that as well as anybody. Mm-hmm. You're sitting here. Both you guys do. Played professional sports. But that's where we're headed. We're headed to revenue sharing for TV. There are lots of plans out there. I think the biggest thing is right now that we're wondering about more so than ever is what's the Big Ten and the SEC going to do? That alliance right there? Mm. Okay, now that's – you got all these other schools and everything. So that's one of the things that's on the radar. And then of all things, we've got the federal government involved in it now. You know, they got a few more things going on that are probably a little bit more important than NIL. I mean, we have an organization. You hope that they can find out how to do this. But I would see that we sit here and we see the NCAA just fighting and fighting and fighting it. And I saw a lawyer the other day say, well, they're 0 for 11. Maybe they'll figure it out here soon enough. But we're headed to collective bargaining. We all know that. Some type of form of revenue sharing. And I'm okay with that. If these kids are drawing that numbers on TV and all that stuff, what you're going to find out with the old guys that you just talked about, coaches' salaries are coming down.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what they're trying to avoid.
The coaches' salaries are coming down. They are going to come down. But I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth. I didn't make the money that some of these guys have made, and I would have made anything. I would obtain the same contract. But what's going to happen now is that if you really want your program to be great, then you, as a coach, and you want to have success, you will have your salary lowered in order for success because it just becomes a team play.
Coach, that's what I was going to talk to you about. I know the NIL, the purpose of it was for what you said, name, image, and likeness, so you can do the commercials, be paid, so the Ed O'Bannons of the world could have be on video games, get paid, so players like myself who were in college and saw their jerseys at Foot Locker and not see a dime from that to be paid. But there's also a different side of it where, as a coach, I've talked to a lot of football coaches, a lot of college football coaches, and how hard it is retaining your players. You have to recruit new incoming players, the transfer portal, the NIL, how crazy it is. Can you talk about how difficult it is now with that name, image, and likeness in retaining players and also going out and recruiting players because of it?
Well, I'm going to answer that in two ways. The wilder and crazier it gets, and the worse it gets, is the better thing that can happen.
Okay.
Because what it does is, much like you guys have both been on teams, when it's really going bad, you finally either hit that wall and you finally figure it out to go the other way. We need crazy stuff to happen. We need guys transferring. We need people up in arms. We need people, you know, the senator saying, you know, we lost our starting quarterback in the SEC to another SEC team. And, you know, and what happens is we'll figure it out. So you're right. It's crazy. I don't like that part. We need rules.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have rules. I think what you're going to find out is that we're going to end up with 70 power schools, maybe 10 more in there. We're looking at 80. And then you're looking at these are the rules we have, and they're going to put them in place. And they're going to be rules along that you get paid more if you stay, reward, incentives, all that stuff.
Right.
I hope as a parent that they'll put some type of academic incentive in there because the people that are paying the price more so than anything are these kids that are going from one school to the next to the next to the next because someone tells them how great they are when there needs to be somebody out there saying, son, there's going to be a day that cape's going to fall off and you better have a replacement cape, and that's called education. Yeah. Don't forget, Don Chaney said, education is the poor man's savior. It's absolutely the most important thing that we can do for our children.
Well said. That's Barry Hinson. He's joining us right now here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Barry, speaking of the, we'll call them challenges now for coaches, and we've seen guys like Nick Saban retire in part because he knows this is now a different version of coaching and a different version of college athletics. So, to me, it makes it even more impressive what Dan Hurley has been able to accomplish in UConn. The last 2 years, national titles, largely the same teams, but he also had a recruit. He got some transfer players into this year. What was he able to accomplish the last 2 years at UConn that maybe other teams fell short on?
Well, I've been fortunate. I've been at the highest level that you can coach at. So, I was 4 years at Kansas, and for what he has done, It's so hard to do anymore. Let's don't just throw, Coach Hurley in there. Let's throw Dawn in there as well.
Yeah. Sure.
And then here she comes in and what she's done and what she's accomplished. Genio's going to be in here tonight. What he did at UConn is extremely impressive. You talk about Nick Saban and what he's done. Those days, I think they're few and far between. But at the same time, I think that what makes what the really special people. Dan Hurley, he changed his coaching pattern. When he started coaching off, he talks about it's very, very well documented. He was more probably the old school Bobby Knight guy. Mm-hmm. He still got a little bit of – well, I know he's got a little bit of that still in him. He's got more facial expressions than Walt Disney. But, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to watch Don as well. But, the one thing that we find out about old school guys – my dad taught me this a long time ago. Leopards don't change your spots. Mm. And you guys, we're all old enough that we were coached by old school guys. And you've all been successful. And the reason you've been successful is either because of your parents or because of those old school guys that taught you. We need to get back to the old school guys.
Yeah.
And we've got babies raising babies right now. Mm-hmm. We need a little bit of help. And I think the guys that will finally don't change for the student-athlete, have the student-athlete change for you, I think it gets a whole lot better.
Well, you just get down to mentality. You feel younger. again.
I'm telling you, I've got a flight, and I may hit there before I get on that flight. I may get off that plane, and my wife goes, damn, what happened to you?
Yeah, that's Barry,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. Barry Hinson here at the MAC. Barry, have fun tonight, all right? Have fun tonight. Barry Hinson's here tonight for the College Basketball Writers Association Awards.